New York State issues sex guidelines for coronavirus, get kinky, use walls. By Joel B. Polak on June 10, 2020. New York State has issued guidelines this week for having sex during the coronavirus pandemic, and they are explicit in their detail. During this extended public health emergency, people will and should have sex, the state advises. Consider using harm reduction strategies to reduce the risk to yourself, your partners, and our community. In addition to the usual recommendations, wearing masks, washing hands, the guidelines recommend having sex only with a regular partner or with a person with whom you share a residence, and having frequent coronavirus tests if you meet sexual partners online. In the event of threesomes or larger group settings, for example, the guidelines suggest limiting the guest list and attending with a consistent sex partner, as well as other tips, pick larger, more open, and well-ventilated spaces, wear a face covering, avoid kissing, and do not touch your eyes, nose, or mouth with unwashed hands, bring an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. If casual sex does occur, the guidelines suggest avoiding kissing and rimming, and also suggest, be creative with sexual positions and physical barriers, like walls, that allow sexual contact while preventing close face-to-face contact. The guidelines do not explain precisely what to do with a wall. The state also recommends that people masturbate together rather than actually having intercourse, and using physical distance and a mask as well. The guidelines also recommend avoiding sex if you feel ill, or if you have an underlying condition that would make infection with coronavirus a potentially life-threatening health risk. New York City formally began reopening after the coronavirus shutdown on Monday. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.